This thing on statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomala Destroyer Show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before you listen, because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, burrows, weasels, guanacos, goats, any other mammals, birds, toads, salamanders, newts or frogs, fish, snakes, or geckos. Never ceases to amaze Iggy that in a world full of geckos, people still spend all their time worrying about lesser problems like the Greek financial so-called crisis or, what's that disease they spread? AIDS. No. These are not important. You deal with the geckos first. Anyways, are they all gone now? Geckos and monkeys and human, well, what's the difference between a human and a monkey? Really none, actually. I haven't noticed. But anyways, are all the lesser sorts gone? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomala Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo, the Astonishing. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomala Destroyer, as I say every week. If you don't, you're such a loser. You can catch yourself up at my website, ZomalaDestroyer.com, but it won't wash the stink away. Anyways. Well. So. This week, I guess, is the week that Dave and Bob have that, what do they call it? The parade downtown. You know, the big one? Well, not them specifically, but probably friends of theirs, or it's in their honor or whatever. Iguana doesn't pay the attention to this stupid crap. All I know is it ain't an iguana parade. And one time a few years ago, Georgie took me to see it with Dave and Bob, and Jesus H. Christ, ain't no one told these folks that the naked human form is fit? Frickin' hideous? Ugh. Iguana thought iguana would turn to stone, so Iggy turned around, but there were naked monkeys behind us watching the parade, too, so Iggy did the only reasonable thing and burrowed himself into Georgie's giant tote bag, tried to have a nap imagining more pleasant sights than ugly naked people marching down the street. Granted, some of them weren't completely naked, but they might as well have been. In little plastic bags over their nether regions. Ugh, gross. Now, I get that people probably don't object to naked people as much as us iguanas do, but even so, I would think if you're going to march naked in public, you ought to hit the gym for a couple years first. I mean, the whole thing's about showing some pride in your appearance, ain't it? Something about pride. I don't know. I wasn't listening. Anywho. So, we don't go to the ugly naked people parade anymore. Dave and Bob do, but I think their friends take part, so they kind of have to. Kind of like Georgie has to go when her dumbass cousin Molly has a Tupperware party. Fortunately, Iguana doesn't have to go, thank God. But, you know, anyways, there's also some sort of pre-parade festivities. Apparently, Dave's got cousins or nephews or whatever. They're coming out for the parade, so they're here, and some of Bob's old college roommates from, you know, back east, wherever, who gives a damn, they came too, so they've got a bunch of house guests. And on Thursday, they were going to have a big pool party, complete with shitty DJ. I think it's Dave's youngest cousin or nephew or I don't know what. Anyways, dumbass fancies himself as an electro-pop artist DJ thingy. Trust Iguana, Dead Mouse ain't got nothing to worry about competition-wise. Terrible. Naturally, Mrs. Churchman was up in arms about this whole pool party thing. Sodom and Gomorrah and Las Vegas are raining toads and, yeah, I don't know. Iggy just said, a lot when raiding her garden, and she was just babbling, and yeah, I was trying not to hear anything she said. So, yeah, there was that. And Mr. Heidel, I think, hasn't been paying attention. Mind you, he's new to the neighborhood, too, so maybe he hasn't noticed yet. But, you know, he initially seemed really happy about the pool party on the grounds that he's always cool with seeing hot chicks in bikinis. And then he found out there weren't going to be any chicks there. He just kind of shrugged and said, fuck it. Guess I'll go to the beach instead. Georgie was technically invited to the party, unlike Mrs. Churchman. But Georgie's busy trying to finish her stupid paintings for that upcoming gallery, whatever, show or something in the fall. So she elected to stay in her studio, stinking up the whole house with turpentine fumes. Ugh. Naturally, I was invited, as was Hoppy. Plus, you know, Dave keeps insisting that Iggy is welcome to swim in their pool whenever Iggy wants. You know, as part of his appeasement policy over the whole fact that they took out their garden where they used to grow iguana treats in order to put in a stupid pool. Anyway, so Dave always says I'm allowed in the pool whenever I want. So, you know, Iggy decided that rather than go swimming when the pool was full of people who may or may not be peeing in the pool, Iggy would go for a swim in the morning before the party. Also, Iggy decided to hit their hot tub rather than their pool. Nice, relaxing jets and warm water. Perfect for coping with that itchy summer shed. You all know what I'm talking about, you know. So I, after soaking for a bit, I got started on scratching and got a little corner of my old dead, you know, the too tight skin on my back. Got a little corner of it. I managed to start getting some huge chunks, just sheets of dead old skin flaked off. Ugh. Feels so good once the old tight useless skin is gone. I feel all limber and whatnot. Anyway, once disencumbered of my old dead skin, I hopped on out of the hot tub because I had stuff to do. Mrs. Churchman's garden plants to raid, you know. Oh, and Mr. Heidel's backyard tree is full of cherries, and I think they're just at peak ripeness right now. Mr. Heidel doesn't give a damn if Iggy goes a-harvesting. So, somewhere around 3 p.m., I'm up in the tree and minding my own business, and Dave's kid, cousin, or nephew, or whatever the retard is, he started setting up his turntables, which are fake, by the way, because all the music is in his stupid-ass laptop, so it's that douche, what do they call it, Serato fake stuff. So he's pretending like he's doing something with the turntables, but really it's just coming off of his iPod or iMac or i-something or other. And thus the neighborhood, unfortunately, you know, the turntables were fake, but the speakers were real. The PA system was real. So thus the neighborhood gets filled with the sounds of oots, 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 oots. Ugh. Ugh. Horrible stuff. And that kind of crap. And, you know, dance remix versions of It's Raining Men. And then from the other side, you know, to get the stereo effect, there was the sound of Mrs. Churchman beginning to chant the prayer of exorcism. I wasn't even in her damn yard, so I don't know what her problem was, but, because I was, and I yelled down at Mrs. Churchman, this is Mr. Heidel's cherry tree, and he says I can eat his cherry, so shut up. But she didn't respond. She just kept rocking back and forth and chanting. I don't know. I don't know what her problem is. Anyways, then there was the sound of Dave hollering, ew, Zamo! So I climb down out of Mr. Heidel's cherry tree and I go sit on the fence. Yeah, Dave, what's wrong? Other than your cousin's shitty-ass playlist. The cousin piped up to complain, but I just basically waved my little hand in his general direction like, shut up, ain't talking to you. Besides, I yelled at him earlier, why don't you play some Aerosmith, you little twerp? He didn't know what Aerosmith was. And I said, well, if you have to go electro, how's about some KMFDM or Rammstein? He didn't know who they were either. Complete hack, no talent, little shit. Anyways, so Apparently, what was wrong in Dave's mind wasn't that his nephew or cousin or whatever is an incompetent tool with terrible taste in music. Now, apparently, what was wrong in Dave's mind was that Iggy left Iggy's old skin floating in the hot tub. Aren't you going to clean up after yourself, Zamo? No. Cleaning up is for humans. Iguana never cleans up after himself. Just ask Georgie, do I clean it? No. Just because I'm from South America doesn't mean I came to clean nobody's stupid ass house. Don't play that crap down home in Colombia. Especially us iguanas don't do that sort of degrading shit. Anyways, well, Bob and Dave were pissed because their party guests were upset by my old skin floating in the hot tub. Well, Iggy has a rule about never cleaning up. And I wasn't going to budge. But after a certain amount of yelling back and forth, Iguana decided to compromise. I hollered for Hoppy to come and fish my old skin out of the hot tub for Dave and Bob. Which Hoppy was happy to do. I don't know, I guess he figures he gets a holy relic of the Messiah or something. I don't know what goes on in that frog's retard brain. Anyway, so I guess the party went on unabated. I don't know how people can manage to tolerate that kind of noise, though. Garbage. You'd think that would alone would mean that no one would come because they had to listen to that. But no, apparently it was full. I don't know. Maybe they're all deaf. Maybe that's the secret. Maybe Dave and Bob have a lot of deaf friends, and that's why Dave's no-talent little DJ nephew or cousin, whatever the hell that idiot is, was allowed to DJ the party, just sort of being nice, but the guests actually didn't know the difference. It's the only rational explanation. Anyways, I went back up in the tree on Mr. Heidel's yard, and I went back to gorging on cherries and, you know, periodically hucking the pits out, you know, trying to hit Mr. Wannabe DJ, but yes, kind of from a distance, it's really hard to hit him right between the eyes. Anyways, I should have had my slingshot. Would have gotten a lot better use out of the cherry pits. Anyways, Cherry gorging takes a whole lot out of Iggy. And there's still lots of cherries left to get. And, you know, considering that Georgie has these delusions about how Iggy should mostly eat leafy greens and only eat a teensy bit of fruit treats, Iggy's got to DIY the whole, whole treat thing. And that means I got to go back later this afternoon for more cherries. And, well, they don't come down the tree by themselves, so I gotta climb. I gotta go have another nap first. So anyways, that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zommel the Destroyer. Or if your stupid pet monkey snoops your iTunes, punish them severely. I'll see if I can get Dave's nephew's phone number so you can force your human to listen to one of his so-called DJ sets as punishment. Yeah, but when you're done with that, you know, you can go to my website, Zommel the Destroyer, and grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Talk to you next week. Bye.